Friday, September 28th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. And good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy, the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and all the events in the Wasatch back. Good morning.
All the events.
As
I do the research for all the events, I'm always like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. And I hope that people feel the same way. I hope that you look to us for, that in-depth coverage of what's going on.
What is the most surprising thing that happened during the cemetery tours last week?
The most surprising
thing. Did somebody ask you a question that was really cool?
People always ask you questions that you don't know the answer to.
So what do? You want to be historically accurate, but you want to be entertaining.
So to recap for people who don't know what we're talking about, last week was the historic tour of the Glenwood Cemetery, and I play a dead person. I was Margaret Ann Shields, and her tombstone is there. And I tell the story as best they can research about facts from her life. And then people will say, did all her kids live to be a certain age? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, somebody could find that
Standing behind you.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that quick.
You know, my brother KW, he always
JW
and KW, he says never, ever, ever tell a story without embellishing it. He's a character. I mean, I always want to stick to the facts, but I would have said that one of my daughters is touching your shoulders. She's standing behind you.
I wish you'd been there to give me that one.
Yeah.
Because there were 14 tours through, so if somebody asked it once, they asked it again, so I would have had that.
You had some great props. I mean, it was a beautiful day. The wind was blowing, and that just adds to the whole thing.
And if you haven't been to the Glenwood Cemetery, you should go check it out. It's tucked in. If you're looking at Park City Mountain Resort, the lowest parking lot, and you just continue down that road, and it just dead ends right into the cemetery, and it's just so pretty in there, and all the aspen leaves are turning, and it's a really nice place to wander about.
Yeah, PCMR is Asphalt City with all the parking lots, and then all of a sudden you're transformed. You're taken to this completely different world as you walk into the gates. Yeah, it is a little nook.
And it's got the cool gates, so you're entering. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. I'm glad it went well for you. And
thank you. Well, what's going on this weekend is what we will be talking about on our show today. And our musical guest today is Terrence Hansen. He plays this super cool double neck guitar. It looks like a guitar got run into by another guitar, and that's what he's got. So I know this is radio and it's not visual, but you could look at our podcast afterwards for a photo. We'll post a photo of him playing the guitar. So he's our musical guest throughout the hour. We will talk to Randy Joe Terrell about the Autumn Grounding and Goat Yoga event happening this Sunday and next Sunday out in Heber or Midway. And we're going to talk to Richard Bolter of the Timpanogos Valley Theater. He is one of the characters in Lend Me a Tenor, which opens tonight and plays through this weekend and next.
That looks like a fun production.
I've never seen that show, have you?
I have not either, but you sent some
stuff. The photos, they sent us stage photos.
And I took it just looks like fun, that's all.
Totally. So that's our show for today. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. When we return, musical guest Terrence Hansen. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Zions Bank, committed to community, integrity, teamwork, and trust for all customers. More information at zionsbank.com. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs Benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dilloway. Our musical guest for the hour is Terrence Hansen. Terrence, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it was good to have you back. I remember I was walking through the chateau, and you were playing in the bar, and I said, "Man, we gotta talk to that guy." And so you've been on a couple times now, and
yeah.
And it's great to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. What have you been up to?
Oh, wow. It's just been a crazy summer. Just playing up here a lot at the hotels, like the Montage right. and the Stein Erickson, and I'll be there through the winter. But I also just played a show at Red Butte, opening up for a TGR ski movie, and getting ready for a European tour in a month. I'll be in Europe.
And, oh, great.
And he does a lot of corporate events. I see him at all the corporate events.
Ah, yeah, okay. Christy and I work together a lot.
Yeah, and then you will return certainly by December, so you can start your Chateau
yes.
gig again.
Yeah, yeah. The Stein Erickson on Saturday and Chateau on Tuesday.
Okay.
Usually, I'm assuming that's what it'll be.
And that's an après-ski deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well, folks, if you're going to be in Silver Lake, and a lot of people do park at the Chateau, or if they park down at the lodge at the bottom, you can still hang out in Silver Lake for a beverage or a little bite to eat at Stein's on Saturday, Chateau on Sunday.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. What are you going to play for us first?
I don't know.
Okay.
Some morning music, I think.
I like that.
It's morning music.
Yeah. Well, live on the Morning Mix, this is Terrence Hansen. We don't know what he's going to play. It's going to be a surprise. Thank you. And that is Terrence Hansen live on the Morning Mix. I want to mention, if you are just joining us and you didn't hear Christy's description at the top of the program, we do not have two guitarists here in the studio. Terrence is playing one guitar traditionally, but he's also tapping with his other hand. And Terrence, maybe you can describe it for us.
You must get asked this question all the time.
It's a double-necked acoustic guitar.
A crossed neck.
Crossed-necked acoustic. Oh, that's right. It's
the
not a
only
neck.
One. It's, it is a double neck, but it is a crossed neck, double
cross neck. Yeah.
So I try to simplify it.
The strings intersect themselves.
Yeah, and that's just for ergonomics. Otherwise, it's just a normal acoustic guitar. I had it custom built in Holland about 2009, and I used to play two guitars on a stand, hooked together in a cross position. So I used to play one guitar vertically and one horizontally, and then I would have those on a stand and walk up to the stand, and I could just play them like one instrument. And I started touring in Europe back in 2005, and my Dutch manager, Jos van Oost, had the idea to meet with this guitar builder and come up with an acoustic cross-neck guitar.
Good for you.
And was the guitar builder like, I cannot do this? Or was he like, that sounds really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. He, you know, Richard here is the builder, and he's a one-man show, and he spent about a year and a half designing it. You know, we went back and forth via emails and Skypes and came up with, you know, finally came up with the design, and then it only took him like a few months to build it. But most of the time was designing it. And this guy came up with probably one of the most innovative and brilliant designs, because this comes apart. It's got graphite bracing inside of the guitar, so it's super strong, and it's just kind of a dream come true. And he created it for me.
Yeah. So if you want to see what it looks like, you got to check the website kpcw.org later on today when we post the archive show, and there will be a photo, so you can check it out.
That's a great idea. That's
a great idea.
We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, we're going to tell you about the weather, and we're also going to introduce our next guest, who is Randy Joe Greenberg from Autumn Grounding and Goat Yoga. Stay with us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW.
G'day, this is Ricky from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. We are looking forward to the upcoming ski season at Park City Mountain Resort. But in the meantime, our new roastery and kitchen is open in downtown Salt Lake City, serving a full breakfast and lunch menu alongside a list of ethically sourced coffees. More information about both locations are at camposcoffee.com.
Hi, this is Bob Richer, chairperson of the KPCW Board of Trustees. We created the Broadcasters Club, and thanks to you, it's been a terrific success. We continue to strive to enhance our local news coverage, provide informative community-based journalism, and serve as your voice of the Wasatch Back. KPCW plays a special role in defining the place we all love. Thanks for your help and support.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 30. Or Jennifer at kpcw.org.
Hi, I'm Justin Johnson, director of Canyons Golf and proud supporter of KPCW. Canyons Golf, managed by Park City Mountain, is a par 70 course featuring 550 feet of elevation change in a mountain setting. Tee times and season pass information is available at canyonsgolfcourse.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, currently 45 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. We will have a high today of 76 degrees in Park City, 82, Heber and Heber Valley. On Saturday, we will have a high of 77, 82 in Heber and Heber Valley. Sunday, 71 here in Park City, 77 degrees in Heber. And then on Monday, we'll go all the way out to Monday. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 70 here in Park City, 75 in Heber. And I want to mention it's going to be sunny and beautiful, but it's going to be blowing a little bit, 5 to 9 this afternoon. Tomorrow, 11 to 16 out of the south. And then Sunday, it's going to bump up a touch from there to 15 to 70 again out of the south.
You know I love the wind report.
I do, too. I love to talk about wind.
You do.
Yeah.
And I find it meaningless. So I just... smile mirthfully while you to the wind.
Keep your eye on the wind. Unfortunately, with the new climate, we're going to have more of it as there's more energy that's put into the atmosphere. We're having more wind. And if you're flying an airplane, I was wondering, because you see these videos of overhead compartments opening up in these planes and stuff raining down as wind turbulence is banging people around. I was wondering, is it because everybody's chronicling their life now with their telephones, or are we having more wind turbulence? And we had, so I put some experts
or
together.
Or they charge for luggage, so you put more in the overhead.
That's right. That's right. But anyway, we got to the bottom of it. It's actually a mixture of both. There is more wind turbulence, and more people are chronicling their life. So,
indeed.
So, yeah.
Indeed.
I just thought I'd throw that in. But wind is exciting.
Our next guest is Randy Jo Greenberg. She is here to tell us. I was looking up events and I saw this autumn grounding and goat yoga event. Mm-hmm. And while there's a lot of information posted, I was like, this demands more conversation. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So welcome, Randy Jo, and let's get to all those questions.
All right, let's do it.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. You know, it's perfect goat weather this weekend.
It does feel like goat weather. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but it does feel like goat weather.
Oh, I was reading the show notes last night. Christy, I thought you were going to have a goat on as well.
Next time.
Never had a goat in the studio. Be another first here on the Morning Mix.
So the Autumn Grounding and Goat Yoga event is taking place this Sunday, September 30th, and next Sunday, October 7th. It's out in Midway, and it's for adults 21 and over. I think that's because there's some beverage discussion. But it's so interesting. So they're combining goat yoga, mindfulness walk, oyster shucking lesson, vision boards and wine bottle painting, light snacks and beverages, apple and herb picking, free range animal playtime. You see why I say there's more questions. Randy Jo, what is the inspiration for this event and how did it come together?
Okay, well, It seems kind of random, but it's not. So my friend Rachel Michael has a beautiful home out in Heber, and she and I met at one of those wild women outings that Renee does, and we just started talking about things we could do together. She does a lot of events at her home, and it's just this beautiful space, beautiful outdoor area, views. She has lots of animals. She has goats and dogs and cats and ducks and chickens wandering around. She has herb gardens and apple trees. And we were just sitting around one day and we were like, we can do something here. And she knew I was teaching goat yoga. I've been doing that out in Camas a little bit. And she was intrigued and said, I have goats. We could do this.
Put them to work.
Yeah. So we sat down and sort of brainstormed about, you know, a day that would be different that we can invite people to. We're actually doing a family yoga day tomorrow, but that's fully sold out. So please don't show up for that. But we were like, let's do something for women and men and couples and anybody, you know, who wants to come and just try this goat yoga thing they've been hearing about. And then we were like, let's put in some other cool things with people we know in the community and businesses that, you know, people can try different things. But the real point is it's autumn grounding and it's a change in seasons. It's a time when, you know, there's lots of changing with everybody. I know so many people right now that are going through major life changes. And we wanted to do something that would be sort of light yet grounding. We wanted to introduce people to something that was new, maybe something they haven't tried before, like we're going to be, learning how to shuck oysters. So Main Street Social is coming, and they're going to teach us how to do that and let us try some oysters. That's something most people don't know how to do. We're also, we have Batch 21, Chet Boxley's coming, and he actually harvested hops from Rachel's house, from this Cloudy Owl Farm, and he makes lotions and soaps and scrubs out of the hops and beer as well. But he is going to teach us how to make a scrub. And we're going to be able to take something home. We also feel like vision boarding is just a fun thing to sit around and do. You can talk, you can have a drink, you can hang out and do that. And that's actually how Rachel ended up with this Cloudy Owl Farm. She was vision boarding several years ago and had this big idea for this space. And 2 years later, she had the space. And so we were like, let's include that. And then we thought, you know, I like being crafty. So we thought we'd paint some wine bottles and just, you know, have different things that people can do. They can also just walk around and enjoy the animals. They can pick herbs, apples. It'll all be there for people to harvest what they'd like. And we have Connie's Kitchen is doing light beverages or light snacks. And we're going to have some beverages there. It's also going, we thought it was really important to give something back to a nonprofit. So we have Paws for Life and Devoted to Children. We're going to be giving some proceeds to at the event. And what else? Ask me.
Well, I guess
stuff.
What you're saying is the grounding and the mindfulness. When you learn something that you have no preconception about, like maybe chucking oysters, you know, like you've seen it done, but you don't know how to do it. So you're very open to the instruction. And then the vision board and the painting the bottle are creative outlets that also are you've got to be open to. So maybe it's an opening and a grounding. So I guess I can understand how they come together. Whereas at first I was like, huh, sounds fun. But
well, I understand it because I went to something like this once before where they had some beekeeping and we went and looked at the bees and then we walked over and talked to the ducks. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things going on, but it was a beautiful day. You're with your friends and you're maybe doing some stuff you've never done before. And I thought that was pretty cool. Now, there were oyster shucking, done a lot of that, but I'm from the East Coast. But and you probably have too in Nantucket.
I've done it a little bit.
Yeah. You got to be careful not to cut yourself.
Right, exactly.
But yeah.
Generally, I just like to attend the party that has the shucker.
Right. So for our listeners, we're gonna just slow down for a second and tell you when this is again. It is going to be this Sunday, and it's also going to be on October 7th, and the event runs from 1 o'clock until 4:30 in the afternoon. And once again, it will be 77 degrees on Sunday for a high in Heber and Heber Valley. So that's pretty good weather.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
You want the wind?
We're all about bringing together community and, you know, friends and family and relaxing in nature and just coming together to share something fun and different.
And how do people get online and see the information that they can share with their friends, and how do they sign up?
Great question. So please sign up beforehand on Eventbrite. And you can find the link for Eventbrite on my website, yogawithrandyjoe.com, or on my Facebook page, which is also Yoga with Randy Joe. And there'll be links there for the event. So please sign up beforehand because there is a cap. We want to make it intimate and special. We don't want, you know, 100 people there. We want it to be really nice so you can go around and talk to everybody and meet your friends.
And it's adults only.
Adults only. We will be serving alcoholic beverages.
And the idea of doing it two times, was that just like we ramp up and do all this effort? Let's redo it? I mean, that's a unique format. I like it.
Well, we originally thought, let's do one day that was women only and one day that was all adults. And then we said, you know what? Let's just invite everybody to come to both of them and make it what they'd like it to be. And, you know, the women can hang with the women if they want. But we wanted everybody there. We wanted it open.
Are you going to go, J-Dub? You know what? I want to hear the goat yoga.
Tell you me, do.
I want to know why, how this came to be, how it's spreading.
Yeah.
I think it's just a trend. I mean, it started, I heard of a woman in, I think it was Oregon, who was teaching goat yoga, and then it just kind of went viral. And I have a friend who lives in Heber, Chris, and she has every Monday night at her house goat yoga. And so I went and attended with my daughter, and we just had the best time. And we were like, we need a goat. We need to do this more. And then,
so the goats know what they're doing?
Well, here's the deal. They just,
the goats
they're
are
like
very
puppies.
Relaxed.
It's like doing yoga with puppies. And they do jump on your back if you invite them to. They will jump up and they'll balance. We did all sorts of, so I taught it a couple of times. I did a four-year-old birthday party last weekend for a little boy named Freddie. We had like all his family and friends. It was so fun. And they're super friendly and sweet. And they will climb on you, but they'll also just come up and hang out near your yoga mat and eat leaves and just be adorable. It could be, you know, puppies or bunnies, but this time it's goats.
They are sweet creatures. I mean, I've seen the videos before of somebody in a particular yoga pose and the goat just instinctively, it's not instinctively, but the goat just climbs up on the person's back and just sort of hangs out. It's
My goat memory is, do you remember Stu Leonard's store in, it was in Connecticut. I don't know if there was others eventually, but they had like a petting farm out front. So you could, the kids would be, that's when you could leave your kids there and go inside and shop. So we'd be in the petting area. And this goat was eating my hair. And I didn't know how to make it stop. So I had this just big wad of goat saliva in my hair.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of goat saliva going on. They're pretty cool. And we didn't have any problems with them going to the bathroom on anybody's mats or anything. You know, I've heard people be like, oh, but I don't want this to happen. The goats that I've been working with have been just wonderful. We haven't had any major issues. So I think we're good to go.
Well, it sounds really interesting. I hope people will check it out. You just go to Eventbrite. That's actually how I found it. Go to Eventbrite and search events in and around Park City, and you'll find the link. Find out how to register. Thank you so much for joining us, Randy Joe Greenberg, the Autumn Grounding and Goat Yoga event.
And come back and tell us how it went.
I would love to.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ah, there's the music. Park City Film Series is screening All In, this year's epic ski film by Matchstick Productions. What's different this year is that there are as many women in this ski film as there are men. The film screens Friday and Saturday nights at 8, Sunday at 6 p.m., $15.
And as this is the last Friday of the month, tonight is the last Friday gallery stroll in historic Park City. It's a free stroll welcoming local art galleries for all ages. I'm going to say it again and again. I used to take my son when he was little. The moms would get together with the little kids, and it was a great way to enjoy Main Street, enjoy the art, and have some conversation.
Excellent. Egyptian Theater showing the horror story-themed dance review thriller this weekend and next. Dance characters include Frankenstein and his bride, wiggly mummies, a chainsaw-wielding Jason, and the Children of the Corn. And, of course, the ballerina. I checked that one last week, and the ballerina will be back. Tickets, dates, and showtimes at parkcityshows.com, or just mosey on up Main Street and stop at the box office and buy a ticket.
At the Kohler Creamery in Heber tonight, you can learn to make your own fresh farm mozzarella cheese. The class starts at 6:30.
Tonight's the opening night of the Kimball Arts Center Body and Soul exhibit. The exhibit features various types of portraiture, including today's obsessive use of filters, selfies, and posting. The opening reception runs from 6 to 8 p.m., and folks, it is free.
Lavelle Dupree is at the downstairs, Kyle May is at the State Road Tavern in Camas, and Shuffle is at the Spur tonight.
That's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday. Saturday is designated as Park City Neighbor Day, a yearly community-wide event devoted to strengthening, connecting, and recognizing neighbors. Neighbors and neighborhoods are encouraged to create their own creative get-togethers.
You can join the Fall Community Cleanup Day by gathering at 9 a.m. at one of these centralized locations, either the Winter Sports School on Highway 224, the Park City High School, or Park City, the City Park at the gazebo. There you'll receive a large orange collection bag and a reflective vest, and they'll dispatch you out to a nearby area to collect roadside debris before the winter sets in. I would say bring some gloves.
The annual MOFO ride is Saturday at 8:30 a.m. The MOFO ride is a friendly challenge to pedal to the top of Puke Hill in Park City. Riders pedal in support of the National Ability Center and its mission of empowering individuals of all abilities by building self-esteem, confidence, and lifetime skills through sport, recreation, and educational programs. Go to moforide.org for more information and the ability to register.
And just a short scenic drive away to Woodland at the Blue Mountain Ranch, you can go visit the alpacas of the ranch. Take photos, buy alpaca products or yarns, and just maybe do some yoga with alpaca.
Yeah. Park City Improv is bringing back improvised fairy tales from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium on Saturday. It is from 3 to 4 p.m. This becomes a telling of your favorite fairy tales turned on their sides, their heads, everything else through improv. It's good for the whole family.
Park City's Beethoven Festival has a few concerts happening this weekend. Saturday's Salon concert event includes a buffet dinner in a private home. If you visit PCMusicFestival.com, you'll find the details and ticket information.
It's time for Hoppy Hour at the Wasatch Brew Pub. Clothing optional. Join the Summit County Land Conservancy and Wasatch Brewery as they toast open space and debut clothing. Oh, it does say clothing optional. I threw that in. All right. Beer brew with locally grown and gathered hops. Tickets are required and are $15 in advance, $20 at the door.
High West Distillery's annual A Midwinter Night's Dram release party is taking place at their Wanship location Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. The dress code is dress as you wish to this woodland masquerade. The night includes live entertainment, food, cash bar, and exclusive access to this year's dram. Tickets can be purchased with the round-trip transportation from Kimball Junction. Also find that on Eventbrite.
Zion Riot at the Spur, Hot House West at Silver Star Cafe, Saturday night.
And on Sunday, the Autumn Grounding and Goat Yoga event that we just talked about is in Heber, and you can find out all the information either by re-listening to this show on our website or by going to find the event at Eventbrite, search Park City Events.
That's going to button it up for weekend events. They will be repeated tomorrow morning, about 9:30 or so? What time do they do that?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so anyway, weekend events for all of you. And we are now joined in the studio by our musical guest, Terrence Hansen. He is back. Terrence, how you doing?
I'm ready to rock.
Oh, he's ready to rock.
Oh, are we going to throw our hair around with this one?
Oh, yeah.
I never let my hair down, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to play for us now?
A little blues, I think. It's about, you know, everybody's arrived at work. I think they got the work blues.
Yeah. Live in the morning mix, Terrence Hansen. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. And we're going to go to a couple of underwriters. Actually, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let the roadies come in here and move some stuff around. So we'll be back in about 30 seconds.
On the Morning Mix, we are joined in the studio by Richard Bolter and Amy Acey. They are two actors in the Timpanogos Valley Theater production Lend Me a Tenor, which opens tonight. And the show runs through this weekend and next. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You got to talk right up close to that mic, like I said.
We are here and talking. Okay.
I know when you're on stage, you used to, what do they call that?
Projecting.
Projection.
Yes.
Here, we got to use a microphone. So I'm not super familiar with this play. I know the title, but it's a comedy. It's farcical. Why don't you describe it in your quick speech, what you would say?
Well, it was written by Ken Ludwig back in 1986, but it was performed in London and then later in New York. And to make a long story short, an Italian tenor is supposed to be coming to America for his debut with us in the Cleveland Grand Opera Company. And he has a little spout with his wife. And we think he's killed himself. And so we need a new tenor. And to make a longer story short. Yes. Right, Amy?
Yes.
I'm sure it's easy to just find a tenor. They're like all over, right?
Oh, not like this. He is the greatest tenor of our generation. So to replace him was not easy. But... Amy?
What?
And Henry Saunders is the general manager of the program?
I'm the general manager of the Cleveland Grand Opera Company.
Okay.
And so my assistant Max and I are trying to work this whole thing out. And so when Tito Morelli, who is the grand the tenor, when he ends up killing himself, we try to put in a replacement, and that's where a lot of the comedy comes from.
Ah, and Amy, you play the role of Diana. What is Diana's role in this production?
I do. She's the company's soprano, okay. Lead soprano, but she kind of is the...
the diva?
Well, she is a diva, but she's a little bit of a trollop. Let's just be honest, right? Yeah. So she is just used to getting her way, and if she doesn't get her way, she knows how to work the system, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just show a little shoulder.
She does it so well. So now, this is a toned-down version of the original Lend Me a Tenor that had a little bit more language, we were just not comfortable with. And some of the scenes, we had to bring it down so that it is family-friendly.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about your involvement, both of you, how you got involved with Timpanogos Valley Theater, and have you done other shows there?
Well, this is my first show there, so it's been a great experience. We have a great cast and wonderful people working there at the theater, so it's been wonderful for me.
This is about my fifth show, everything from Annie Get Your Gun to The Unsinkable Molly Brown and a few others. This is a great opportunity. You know, it's just a small cast, again, eight of us. It's about an hour and 45 minutes and just mm-hmm. nonstop laughter.
Yeah, very talented cast, too.
And where does everyone come from? Is everyone living in the Heber Valley or driving in from somewhere else? I mean, I would think the opportunity to be in Playhouse shows is probably limited.
Yes, I think we just have one that's traveling.
One's from coming from Springville, and the rest are fairly local.
Yeah.
But the other shows we've had people all the way from, you know, Utah County, Park City, and so on coming over to be a part of this. So it's some fun shows. Mm-hmm. We love it.
Well, let's get the particulars on the table. First of all, you can go to TempValleyTheater.com if you want any of this information again. But it started last night. It goes the September 28th, 29th, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. So 7 p.m. each night, $17 for premier seating and $12 for general admission. Did I cover all that?
No, and if you're old like some of us, I'm not looking at you really, you can get it for
$8. Ah. And for students, $8 for students,
yeah,
students as well.
$8 students. So it's at 90. It's at 90 North, 100 West, in Heber City.
Okay.
So you really can't miss it. Go down Main Street, take a ride on First North, and you'll find it.
And Christy, what are the particulars on the giveaway?
So we are going to offer a ticket giveaway to the first caller who calls in at 649-9004, extension 0. Talk to Ethel.
That's a 435 area code.
Yep. And you got to give her your name, email address, and which night that you want the tickets for.
Is it for a couple tickets?
It's two tickets.
Two tickets.
Wow.
And again,
so that's
September 28th, 29th. So that's tonight, tomorrow night, and then next week, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And for if you don't win tickets, then you just want to go check it out at TempValleyTheater.com. I love the fact that they said that the concessions are $1.
Yeah.
All concessions are $1.
Yeah, right.
And the venue is wheelchair accessible, so good to know.
And you can buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
So you're welcome
to come there. The giveaway again, 435-649-9004. I mean, you make that call and you get to speak to Ethel, which is really cool anyway. So talk to Ethel and see if you can be the first caller. And then she'll come and give us the high sign if someone's already called. This is a very sophisticated show.
She'll
give us the thumbs up or something.
So, and do you know the capacity of the theater? Do either of you know that?
We could probably hold 200, 250. So we set up chairs for 120 and we act like it's going to be a small crowd and act like chairs and we weren't expecting more.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It creates demand.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very good. And then why set up the chair if you don't need to? But.
Exactly.
Lend me a tenor. So I don't want you to tell us, but everyone, the thinking is that the tenor has killed himself, but that may not necessarily be true.
I think you're exactly spot on.
Okay. All right. Wow, we love that intrigue.
You'll like it a lot. So.
Can I make an assumption that the general manager is a character?
General manager is a character. The way that she described it when I was trying out, she says you are late 50s, very aggressive, and fairly constipated.
Ah, so there you go.
Those are some notes.
And his name is Henry Saunders.
Henry Saunders, yes.
General manager of the Cleveland Grand Opera Company.
Correct.
I've not heard of this show before. This sounds like fun.
You can look it up on YouTube and get a feel for it, but remember that ours is family friendly.
Yes. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about the production or about anything happening at the theater?
There are things coming up in the future. There's a whole list that'll be there on that TBT website. And, I tell you, if you haven't had a good laugh for a while, you really need to come see this. We had some little old ladies and gentlemen from the Abington, the retirement center, and they just loved it. So,
oh, that's right. It opened last night. Tell us about last night's performance.
Oh, it was wonderful. We of course, are all nervous because, you know, you just hope as an actor that it all works out, right? So, and you don't forget anything, but it really went well. We had great laughter. It's such a comic timing show with doors and just timing that it can be a little technical, but it was wonderful. Great laughs and great jokes.
See, the setting is actually a one-bedroom suite in the one of the finer hotels in Cleveland. Is that it? Good statement. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so there's one side is a bedroom, the other side is a sitting room. So everything is happening in those two rooms.
Uh-huh.
You don't ever actually see the theater itself.
Okay. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the program. And again, go to TempValleyTheater.com to get all the information on when this is going to be playing. But I'll just give it to you quickly again. It is the 28th of September, 29th, October 4, 5, and 6. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 2 weeks. And it's $8 for students, $12 general admission, and $17 for premier seating. Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. We're going to get the rowdies in here to move some equipment around. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we are back, JW with Christy, and also our musical guest for the hour, Terrence Hansen. And we want to mention that Terrence will be playing at the DeGioia Center on October 20th. He'll be playing solo from 7 until 10 p.m., and then he'll be at Sunday Brunch the next day, the 21st. That's over at Stein's?
Yes, correct.
Okay, from 11 until 2:30, if you'd like to see this this extraordinary guitar and guitarist and singer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Christy, how are we doing?
We're good. It's a lot of, we're down a mic, if people don't know. They don't know. How would they know?
Oh,
we're
so
down
we're
one of the desk
around.
Mics, so yeah. It's just a little bit trickier on my wrangling end.
Yeah, we're having fun, though. That's the important thing.
We're having fun. And I think we're, you know, telling our listeners a lot of great things that are going on.
Yeah.
We're informing and entertaining.
Mm. Exactly. You know, we were talking earlier about Park City Film Series and how they're screening All In, the ski epic by Matchstick Productions. I just want to mention, they've done so much to promote STEM. Katie Wang last year with the Bill Nye movie, and then last night with a movie called The Most Unknown, where they took nine scientists who had never met each other before, and they sort of put them together in this mesh, in this mashup, and particle physicists with a person talking, a cognitive scientist talking about consciousness, and I mean all the sort of a juxtaposition of these different things. But anyway, so they put that on, and we had a panel afterwards, of a really good panel of folks. So I just want to take a shout out to Katie and thank her for putting together and supporting STEM and shining a big bright light on the importance of STEM film for our children.
And film is such a great way to communicate things. It's I think easier than reading or listening to a lecture when it emotionally taps you.
It does.
Yeah. Well, great. Do we have time for one more song from Terrence?
Oh, I hope so. Terrence, what are you thinking?
To be honest with you, today I'm recording, starting a quick live album. When I leave here, I'm going to go record with some musicians, and we're going to record some ambient jams.
Oh, good.
And it's just going to be a trio, acoustic trio of ambient jams. So I'm kind of in ambient jam mode.
It's such a good term to just repeat, ambient jam.
Ambient jam, yeah, kind of, yeah. It massages your mouth as you say, ambient jam.
That sounds pretty chilled. So that being said, you're going to play a little ambient jam for us right now? Okay.
Why not?
Terrence Hansen, live on The Morning Mix. And we're still getting some stuff ready. Here we go. Thank you.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Hi, this is Carolyn from Recycle Utah. Did you know that Recycle Utah preserves our watershed by keeping hazardous waste out of the landfill? At our fall collection day, we accept household waste such as paint, solvents, batteries, car fluids, fertilizers, chemicals, and more. It's free for Summit County residents on September 29th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Canyons parking lot. Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Terrence Hansen live in the studio, as amazing to watch as to listen to. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
It is going to be an absolute beautiful weekend, so everybody get outside and have some fun. And do we have some fresh tracks?
Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out for everyone to listen to the Fresh Tracks Friday. And we've got some new songs from Gregory Allen Isakoff, the Roosevelt.